Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Vast numbers of demonstrators turned Zimbabwe's capital into a carnival ground Saturday in a peaceful outpouring of disdain for President Robert Mugabe and calls for him to quit immediately. Lazarus was one of the demonstrators.
What we're asking from Sadiq, Mugabe needs to step down. We are not happy.
Still clinging to his now powerless post, the longtime leader is scheduled on Sunday to discuss his expected exit with the military command that put him under house arrest. Prime Minister Saad Hariri said he will return to Lebanon for Wednesday's Independence Day celebrations and explain his situation after his shock resignation announcement in Saudi Arabia sparked political turmoil. Mohamed Safa, a Beirut resident, hoped that would be the case.
Surely I hope he returns. Of course he should come back to the Prime Minister's office. Without him, the country is nothing. This is the final word.
Speaking after talks in Paris Saturday with French President Emmanuel Macron, who is seeking to broker a way out of the crisis, Hariri said he would make his position known once back in Beirut. The top officer at the U.S. Strategic Command said Saturday an order from U.S. President Donald Trump or any of his successors to launch nuclear weapons can be refused if that order is determined to be illegal. Air Force General John Hyten, commander of Strategic Command, said that he and Trump have had conversations about such a scenario and that he would tell Mr. Trump he couldn't carry out an illegal strike. In the event Trump decided to launch a nuclear attack, Hyten would provide him with strike options that are legal. This is VOA News.